Amafra Trum, which means children's garden in the native Dongbi language, is more than a school. It is home to 22 orphans in eastern Ghana, allowing them to live near their original homes and maintain ties with their villages and remaining relatives. Though the prevalence of HIV/AIDS in Ghana is relatively low at about 2%, the country is struggling to deal with more than 150,000 children who have been orphaned by the disease. The orphanage's director, Olana Jetsi, said aside from individual contributions, the home did not have the support of any major donors. So they turned to Bentley University, an American business school in Massachusetts, in the hopes of making the orphanage financially self-sufficient.
We realized there would be the need for us to find other alternatives to sustain the project. And for that matter, we got into partnership with Bentley University in the United States. So we drew up strategies, business plans, and out of that, we came with certain ventures that would help us make some money.
The first step was to open an elementary and middle school in 2006. Named after Amafra Trum's founder, Carol Gray, the school is open to disadvantaged children as well as those from paying families. The majority of its 200 students pay tuition, and those funds help support the educations of those who cannot afford it. But the project's program director at Bentley University, Diane Kellogg, said Amafra Trum soon realized it needed additional business ventures to make the orphanage and educational center truly self-sustaining.
We recognized we needed more business than just the school, or we were going to be overcharging the parents in the school. And so mango plantation, corn, a bank of grass cutters, which are an excellent source of protein, a tilapia pond, which has been successful and will continue to be successful, providing protein for the children. And it's an educational center. The children are learning traditional skills, which gives them pride in their Ghanaian heritage.
Thanks to continued cooperation with the university, the Amafra Trum Foundation runs a school, mango orchard, chicken coop, vegetable garden, and a sports academy, among other projects, on its 38-acre plot in eastern Ghana. The educational center provides job skills and computer training, as well as bead-making and weaving facilities. Kellogg said nonprofit organizations dependent on donations can overlook the potential to earn money from services they may already be providing or could provide. In just 4 years, Kellogg said Amafra Trum Center has become financially self-sufficient. It's a success, she says, does not need to stop there, and the university plans to collaborate with other organizations in the region. The real judges of success, though, are the children themselves. Naomi Coffey is an orphan living at Amafra Trum.
I'm 12 years old. I'm one of the orphans here. I've been in this school for 5 years. I'm feeling good here, and I like the people who take care of us, and they are also kind.
Where children can learn the best, there's one way maybe could know. We must.
The center's director, Olana Jetsi, said they hope to one day offer free education to hundreds of other underprivileged children in the community.
And I tell the one next to me.
And look for VOA News, Dakar.